let's go to another immune support product, which is our really popular Red Marine Algae Plus. And I love when you share the story about Pfizer. So
let's not say Pfizer. It could have been anybody.
Whatever pharmaceutical company.
Companies were scouring the oceans and the seas because, let's face it, 90% of plant life is in the oceans and seas, and most medicine was derived from plants found on the earth. So they figured, imagine what could be found in the sea. So sure enough, they found some amazing things, and we know about them. The, you know, gene from a jellyfish that could stop, Alzheimer's, and that they're working on, and all these different, you know, extracts. But what they found that was most fascinating to me, because I read a lot of scientific journals, and I was reading that a pharmaceutical company had abandoned a project because they couldn't synthesize a natural substance. And the natural substance that they couldn't synthesize was powerfully antiviral and immune modulating, and especially against the Shigella or the chickenpox, strain of viruses. And so they said they were abandoning the project despite the fact that they had amazing, promising research developments that showed that it was the most effective thing ever for herpes and shingles and things like that. And so when they abandoned the project, I noted the company that was providing and growing the algae for them, and I contacted them and asked them, what are you going to do now? And they said, well, we're going to be out of business because Pfizer's canceled, not Pfizer, but I forget, some pharmaceutical company was canceling the contract. So I asked them if they wanted to continue to sell it. I said, yes. And when I asked them how much a kilo cost, and they told me $1,000, it sort of blew my mind. I think I got them down to like $600 a kilo because I offered to buy 30 kilos. And I was in business. Preparing Red Marine Algae, but I also was very, very proud of the fact that there's only three strains of Red Marine Algae that have a unique phytochemical. And one of them cannot be cultivated or harvested because it's so wild. And the other two were being cultivated and harvested in a very ecological way, grown on hemp ropes that were suspended to the rocks of the ocean inlets where they fed on the pure water, cold, deep, pure water. And it was harvested in a way that didn't interrupt any ecosystems. And so the fact that we had the two most promising and verified varieties of red marine algae, and they contain something called sulfated polysaccharides. Now, sulfated means they're sulfur-based. Sulfur like you find in sulfur hot springs that heal you. Sulfur like the sulforaphane found in broccoli. Sulfur like the compounds found in onions and especially garlic. These sulfur compounds heal you. But when you combine them with polysaccharides like you find in aloe vera and noni and other fruit like that, these sulfated polysaccharides are a super healer. You know that sulfur helps heal different things. You know that polysaccharides help heal different things. People even take aloe and L-lysine and things like that for herpes, for viruses. Yet the combination of sulfur and polysaccharides, the sulfated polysaccharide is unique. We have the only company still to this day that offers it. It's now available in a pocket pack, which is one use, 3 days, 888. And it's like a knockout punch for somebody who's suffering. And after they use the one pocket pack and after 3 days, they see such immediate and magnificent relief, they'll come back and they'll buy the big jar, which they may not have ever bought when they look at the $40, $45 price and think, I can't afford that. But they'll spend $10 on a 3-day supply, be blown away by the results, and come back for more, absolutely.
Are we clear on, sometimes I think we can repeat the information of really how the Gigerichina strain works to stop.
Okay, so Gigerichina and Dumontassier, they are what we call, I guess, Dr. Mike says it pretty cool. He says they're birth control for viruses. So what they do is they stop the viruses from being able to gather together. Now, and they stop the viruses from being able to get close to your cells. Now, the closer a virus gets to your cell, the way a virus infects a cell is it shoots a little baby in the form of a missile. Now, if you've ever been shot with a rubber band at close range, it hurts. But if you're far enough away, it just sort of taps you and tickles you. Well, the closer the virus is to your cells, the greater chance it has of penetrating the cell and embedding its child egg in the cell, which will then grow inside of the cell like alien. Seriously. So that's the way it works. And so if your viruses can't get close to your cells enough, then it won't be able to infect as many cells. And secondly, it won't allow the viruses to gather together themselves. When your cells gather together in a macro agglomeration, it's like a riot where there's a lot of people causing trouble, but the police could only surround them because there's not enough of them to go in, break it up, and stop it. They just have to sit back and watch and do their best to contain it. Well, that's the way your body controls viruses. They sit back and watch and do their best to contain them. Unfortunately, that doesn't work very well. And so in the instance of using red marine algae, the viruses spread out, they disperse, and then our immune system could get in and around them so that they could very quickly control the situation. So you slow down their growth, and then you disperse them because they can't get close to other cells. And by the dispersion, you stop their replication, but you also make it easier for your immune system to interact and eliminate them. Does that make sense?
It does. It does.